Our speaker today, our very own Reverend Connie Beth Grady.
Good morning. Here we go again. I'm going to drink this before I get started. Well, the one word that I thought about today is change. I need a few allergy changes, I think. Excuse me. Our air conditioner's on the blink. I guess my body's a little bit on the blink. But anyway, Spirit has always said there's only one thing in this world that you can count on. Only one. And that's change. And it seems like the very thing sometimes a lot of people rebel against. But if you stop and think about it, we want to manifest something, say, in your life. Or you're praying for something, you're longing for something. Well, if you stay in the same vibration, you're going to have an everyday just like it is. For that thing, for that object, or that feeling to change, then certain things have to happen. There has to be movement. And you have to stay on that same goal for that movement to come about. I know many people, as soon as there's change, it's like, no. And for me, I've noticed a lot of times it's the male version, that they get secure in that every day and they kind of rebel if there's going to, especially if there's going to be a big change, because there is security sometimes in some people. They like to know what's going to happen every day. Well, anyway, sometimes we get into a rut. And we're in a rut, and we don't know why, and we don't know how to get out. Well, I remembered this morning something that an exercise Spirit used to tell us. And that is, there are, if you're a negative thinker, there is a groove made in your brain where you automatically just think negative. It's easier for you to do that. So they ask us, when somebody tells you something, or it's a story or something, think about, do you automatically doubt it? Do you have a negative reaction in some way? If so, you've built that groove. And if you're wanting to think positive, but you're always, that's going there, you have to intentionally think positive to build a new groove. Now, I really, really tried when I was younger. And I can tell you I got headaches over it, of thinking I've got to build this new groove. Because the negative groove will tell us we're not good enough, if the change is not going to happen, this is going to take part, or whatever it is. But anyway, it's the exciting thing about it is, change is a wonderful opportunity for us. We can't attain what we want in our life in a positive way unless changes do happen. If you want to step up, we've got to step up. We've got to allow the changes to come to kind of clean out the cobwebs and make the changes. Of course, many people know that our chapel is for sale and that we're wanting to relocate. We're wanting to start a spiritual center. We think it's the update more thing to do, what spirit more people would be attracted to. Well, as soon as we decided that, some of us, I'm speaking some of us on the rostrum up here, begin to almost have tears for leaving what we have, because it is beautiful. But it's time for a change. And I found myself being like that too. We have to get all excited and think about what we want and think about the future and think about the good that can happen. But before we can get there, we have to visualize the right buyer coming and everything moves and everything is just A-okay. Now, so this week, evidently the air conditioning has totally gone out. We don't know what's going on. But we're going to have to replace it. That's just the way it is. It's not going to sell the way it is. So we're going to have to either have it worked on or replace. So that's going to be a change. Can we take that change? Of course we can. I remember when we had a bad roof, remember? Some of you that were here? Oh, it'll probably be 2 years, somebody said. And I go, oh, no, we can't wait that long. I think we had it, what, 3 or 4 months? It was here. It was a necessity. And that was a wonderful thing. And come to find out, we had hail damage, so we got some insurance on it. Maybe we have a lightning strike out there. Who knows? Maybe something wonderful like that happens. I don't know. But anyway, we might look into it. You know, sometimes negative things happen that turn into be delightful things for what we're wanting. Also, we've heard, and a child shall lead them. You know, we just analyze everything away like we're so afraid of anything. Oh, that won't work because, that won't work because. Don't you know people like that? They have all the reasons. A child doesn't know any of that. A child just comes, and if we tell them something's going to happen, they start planning for it. They're not worried. They're all excited about it. If you tell a child you're going swimming or you're going to the beach or something, they start looking at that, the end result, immediately. They see themselves having a delightful time. Now, I just loved Doris, but she was one of those people that never truly wanted to go someplace. She was happy just to stay home. And so she never got excited going, but she was excited coming back. So I'm just telling these stories because, you know, when something's not working in our life, we have to analyze what is going wrong, because there's natural law and it is immutable. It works every time. Now, I too know that in metaphysics and in manifesting, you have to absolutely love and appreciate what you have. So we love this delightful chapel. We love this chapel for what we've been able to accomplish here, for the wonderful vibration that we have and the love of the people coming. So we appreciate that. And we give thanks to this chapel for what it's given to us. But that doesn't mean that we're not going to create something better for this opportunity, for these days and these times. Spirit spoke so much of these times. And when the positive and the negative, it's almost like a fight. And we see this, not just in our country, but we see it in other countries going on now. But there's been challenges before. But this one seems to be like the challenge for all of us. And there's one thing we've got to realize. And I was thinking the other day, all the fundamentalists are looking for the second coming of Jesus to come right now. They're also looking at the Antichrist. Who could that be? And I am convinced it's the actions of the people. One person cannot change everything. It's the actions of who we are and what we are today. We have to do our part. Yes, it's like the Antichrist. There's hate out there. But you know what? There's also love out there. And we hear stories every day of the wonderful things in life that is happening right today because of the goodness of neighborhoods and the goodness of neighbors. And that's what we have to look at and attract. Some people have asked me lately, well, how can I change this person? How can I change that person? You can never change anybody. They have to grow into that point where they find a need to change themselves. But there's one thing I have noticed in the people that I have looked at with honor and dignity. They actually didn't know they were changing anybody's life. They lived by example. They lived by example with kindness. They lived by example with that wonderful essence of love, with that wonderful essence of recognizing that we're all one. We're all humankind on this earth plane. And until we are able to elevate ourselves into the consciousness of that Christ Spirit is within us right now. And when we can open that gate of opportunity, of realizing when we get to that state of consciousness, that's when our power comes, that's when the love comes, that's when the light comes, that's when we really start living by example. And that's when the good changes start to happen. So if you're wanting good changes in your life, come up here and ask and pray. Come and visualize up here, because that's where the action happens. If you're down here and say, we've been through this before, that's not going to happen, you better bet your life it's not going to happen for you if that's your attitude. It will be the same without change as you've always been there, as we've always had. But for those people who know how to dream and know how to get up here, that's when there are immediate changes. You know, people pray for a change in their life. They want this. I want to. But as soon as the changes come, they cower down. And it never can take place. So, Martin Luther King, I have a dream. The old rendition of somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. If they can fly there, by golly, I can too, in my consciousness. I can get there. I am so fortunate that I had a brother that taught me how to dream. Because when I'm consciously over the rainbow, the earth moves. When I listen to other people and I listen to their attitude and I think, well, maybe. Well, then it doesn't work for me either. We're all responsible for our own actions and our own thoughts. If you're going to have a dream, dream big. If you're going to have a dream, feel it within yourself. The sad thing is it can't involve anybody else, only you. But feel it for yourself. That little child's already felt his Christmas present, if you're talking about Christmas, for instance. They already see Santa Claus is coming and those presents are under the tree without a doubt. We need to see what we want under that tree that is God-given, that is there without a shadow of a doubt. And we're going that way. Without a doubt, with that will and that desire and that attitude and that dreaming and stepping into that Christ consciousness. There was a time when my teacher was so involved with Camp Chesterfield. And it began to go way down, way down. And she saw changes she didn't like. And she began to grieve over that, just like you lose a friend. And one day she got up and she went into her office. And there, this is not the original, it's copy. But there was a card just like this. And there was a message on the card. And I'll read it to you. And that was a direct manifestation from Spirit. Get your sails with the winds of faith and fly over the waters of life without fear. Good changes can come even on cloudy days and in troubled times. Be of good cheer. And it was signed the prophet. So, you know, I got goosebumps over that. We are always guided and protected. Number one, we have to ask. Number two, we have to get into that dream state where all, and that enthusiasm, where all the power is. Where we know within ourselves that we have lit that light of that Christ consciousness and it can direct us. And yes, there's going to be changes because it leads us to the opportunity that we've been praying for. Now, I've been taught Don't visualize, don't set limits on your visualization. This or something better. Don't put limits on it, because you don't know what's going to happen. But we're here in this wonderful world, learning how to live in that spirit consciousness, and it doesn't matter what's out there. What matters is what affects our life. What matters is when we learn these lessons is to put them into practice and not to be swayed about what's out there. I know each of you know someone you've looked at in life and thought, oh, I'd like to be like them. Life just works for them. I wonder how that works. Do you know there are people looking at you right now, looking at your life, wondering the same things when you're putting these things into practice? I grew up with relatives on my mother's side. I didn't get to live with them, but nothing ever happens just by chance. Where the more you suffered and the more disasters you had, the closer to God you probably were. You probably know people like that too. We don't believe in that. And so today, I'd like for you to open up your hearts and realize we're all one. We're all one in the spirit of wonderfulness. We're all in the spirit of creating those dreams and those tomorrows. And we're all here as children of the divine. God bless you.